Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And we have been talking about hearing God's voice, being able to test it, and then act on it. First, let's start with just clearing the airwaves. And we take authority and we send away any interference that does not have a right to be here. You must go now. You must go where Jesus sends you. And you can't come back. You have no right to be here. You are not welcome here. This is not a place for you. Anything that does have a right to be here, you must sit in the corner, and you cannot interfere with anything God is going to be doing during this time. Lord, remind us of anything that is having to sit in the corner so that we can deal with it later. But for now, you can't interfere with anything God is doing during this time. Lord, open our ears that we may hear you. Open our hearts that we may have our wounds healed. Open our mind that we may understand what you're saying. Lord, we want to know you better, and we want to learn how to recognize your presence with an ever-sharpening discernment. So, Lord, we ask that you reveal yourself. Make yourself known to us. And we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do during this time. And just in general, Lord, we thank you for what you do in and for us every single day. So we've been talking about really being objective about hearing God's word and about hearing what he's saying to us. And I do just want to bring up a point about the process. As you start spending more time and becoming objective about what you hear and recognizing God's manifest presence in your life, there's going to be some objections in your life. You have three enemies. We all do. The world system. Unfortunately, we live in a world that is filled with discord, where it is not aligned with the holiness and love that is God. Now, that's God's intent. That's totally up to him. And this is what he has allowed to happen. I think part of it is so that we have something to work on and learn how to bring back into right alignment. But we're not there now. Likewise, the Satan and his little buddies, they are going to object to your being able to deal with them. They're not going to just sit around and be fine with being exposed and escorted out of your life. They're going to put up a fight. And then, of course, there's our own self-will, our own way of doing things, our own way, our own little kingdom. Your self as king, is your soul, is not going to get off the throne willingly. Now, your spirit is already one with God. So our relationship with him is not really affected by these enemies, by the interferences. But what is affected is our soul. Our soul is being kept from being in alignment with our spirit, which is then able to, once it is aligned, that eternal life of God will flow spirit to spirit, then through our soul and body, and into this world. But we're not there yet. But once you key to everything, key to having an effect on your life, key to living the life you want, to overcoming your specific circumstances, learning to live as an overcomer, learning to live as spirit, learning to deal with whatever situation you're in, is relationship with God. And that centers around being able to recognize His voice, hearing Him, knowing Him, being able to have confidence that you're hearing Him clearly. These are all keys to relationship. In a lot of ways, we define relationship by how we communicate, how we talk to one another, by what we say and how we say it and what we mean by what we say. And that's true with our relationship with God as well. When we can be confident that not only are we hearing Him clearly, but that what's going on within us, there's no surprises. God knows exactly what's on your mind, what's on your heart, what your thoughts are. And He's fine with the process. This is what He intended. So don't be surprised as you set aside time to spend with Him, to hear Him more clearly. This is His job, remember. He's going to clear out your ears. He's going to make you hear Him. He's doing all the work. Our job is to give Him time and attention. Well, it's a good thing we only have to do those things, because we have hard enough time doing just those things. But He will take care of the rest. If you give Him an inch, He will take a mile. And remember, it's not just Him, it's your spirit. Your spirit desires a full union with your soul and your body, that we would be one, spirit, soul, and body, to be able to receive life in our soul and body. We have really no idea. We've hardly scratched the surface of what God has for us. And I think for that reason, sometimes it's really hard to persist in knowing God. Because the more you let Him have His way in your life, the less you're going to have control over your life. And your soul is used to being in control of things and is not going to give up that control easily. There's things you can do to speed it up, but it really all starts with spending time with Him, gently and honestly, and just being available to Him and letting Him make the changes in you. Now, some of the things that we can do to speed things up, if you will, have to do with your soul. Remember, not your spirit and not even your body. Now, sometimes they affect the body, but it's really about quickening the control of your soul over your body. Your soul does not have any control of your spirit whatsoever. Your spirit is totally free and in one with God's spirit. So you don't need to worry about that. Your soul is not strong enough to keep God from doing what he wants to do. But some of the things that, and God may tell you at some point in time to do certain things, and those things are generally in order to expose and make available for him to remove or change either strengths or weaknesses or wounds or lies that we believe in our soul. So God is targeting your soul, not for destruction, but for freedom, for liberty. He gave you the soul he wanted you to have, your mind, will, and emotions. He likes the soul he gave you. There's nothing wrong with it. He likes it. He's not going to replace it. The only problem, and I say only because it's just the simplicity of it, and yet it overwhelms us, is that our soul, your soul, has gotten used to doing things its own way. So we even, when we hear what God is saying to us, we will interpret it according to our soulical beliefs. But God knows that too. So he's changing on his timetable what he wants to change. But there are maybe things that he wants to deal with you about. But make sure it's from him, because otherwise it's basically useless. Things like stopping watching TV, stop talking on the phone so much, or texting or emailing, or watching YouTube, or evaluate how you spend your time in general. What time do you get up? What time do you go to bed? How do you spend your time? Now, time, again, we talked about time and attention are the things we give to God. And part of the ways we don't give them to God is when we aren't aware of how we're spending our time or our attention. So what are you thinking about during the day? And what are you doing with your time? And as God starts revealing himself, making himself known to you in other ways, odds are he's going to start encroaching in areas that your soul has enjoyed the dominance. And as he does that, very possible there's a war going to break out. And in any war, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And if your soul is trying to resist God, God's other enemies, the world system and Satan and his buddies, are going to join in. So don't be surprised how things happen. Don't think that, okay, if your heart has, you decide you want to know God better and you're aligning things in your life in order to be able to spend more time with him and give him more attention throughout the day and night, don't be surprised that things get worse, that you stir up enemies, that the wounds that you thought were healed return. Don't be surprised that things get more chaotic, because you're moving in the right direction and your enemies don't want you to. But this is how we learn to overcome, is by experience. And there's the simplicity of devotion to Christ. we have talked and we'll probably talk again about how valuable the night seasons are. That there is something about the stillness when everybody else is quiet, the stillness of being up with God, that takes advantage of an exponential experience, that if you want to speed things up, deliberately make time for him at night. You can even set your alarm clock for the middle of the night, or in, you know, again, this is one of those things where you ask the Lord, is this something you'd like me to do? I'd like to take advantage of every opportunity to know you better. Is this something you'd like me to do? And if so, what time you want me to get up? And then prepare. Put a chair ready for you with a blanket where you're going to be able to get completely up. But then if you have to go into another room, for instance, have a chair ready. This is not the time for the midnight snack. This is the time for you to be quiet and just keep him company. This is where he can do a quicker work in you. Likewise, fasting of different kinds, whether it's fasting from TV or email or food, there's plenty of options out there. Or in that case, we just talked about fasting from sleep. There's something about deliberately, shall we say, denying your soul its ability or seeming right to make decisions for itself. Now, there's a lot of these things that may seem like they don't have a connection to what God is doing in your life. And yet, think about when there's a real tragedy in your life, when there's a real crisis, you drop everything. We don't have a hard time not watching TV and not, you know, trolling the YouTube and blogs and the email and what's going on in the world. We don't seem to have a problem just dropping all that when there's a crisis going on. We focus on the crisis. So it's not like it's going to kill us. So if we can recognize, okay, there's a dynamic there. There's a focus there. That as we make that focus available to God, he uses it. And it's always for our benefit. It's always for our good. To bring into wholeness our spirit, soul, and body. So again, just don't be surprised that as you start and determine that you want to know him, that whatever we've been praying for the past few weeks, Lord, don't let me miss you, and I want everything that you have for me. Well, those are potent requests. God takes you up on that. And as soon as he starts doing just that, revealing himself to us and stirring up our desire for him, all these other things start coming to the surface. But let me say, it's worth it. Only knowing God satisfies. Contentment, joy, true joy, not just happiness, but true joy, satisfaction, confidence, true fellowship only comes from letting God have his way in you. Now, we're all at a different place. We each have our own path to walk. But God himself is your trail guide. He is the one leading you on your path. each one of us. So we don't have to worry about missing him or being alone or being concerned about not being joined to other like-minded people. You're joined to him. That's what matters. And you might find yourself on a trail with other people at times. And then there may be a trail where you go up the mountain and the others go down the valley. And you just wave and say, I'll see you on the other side. See you a couple miles down the path. Because we all have a different starting point, and we're all on our own path. But God knows the path. And it's the path that matters. It's not who gets to the top of the mountain. It's not about reaching different levels or getting different degrees of healing. It's about, are we knowing him? Are we enjoying being with him? And he himself makes that possible. God himself comforts us, encourages us, brings us joy. And yet, this is why some of the things we're talking about seem like they're so analytical. Like some of the things we're talking about now, to sit and think about, okay, God is saying this to me. Let me spend some time looking at it. Well, what that does is it draws him to commune with you about things he's already said. How many of us, probably all of us, have heard things from him in the past that don't seem to be relevant to our lives now? Whether they were a prophetic word or a word he spoke to us internally, they just either didn't seem to come to pass or didn't seem to be relevant to our lives. Well, these are the ways he draws us. It's on an individual basis. It's very often we didn't follow up on things he said and take them seriously, not using our own evaluation and our own judgment, but to sort of milk it for all it's worth. Make sure that whatever he said to us, Lord, is there anything else you want to say to me about this, what you said right here? And a lot of times we'll write it down, and that's as far as we get with it. Sometimes we'll get a prophetic word. Oh, we'll be in ministry and we'll be ministering to people in other countries and we'll have this gift of healing and whatever, you know, you'll have a music ministry. And it never seems to happen. Well, how much did you pursue it with him? Now, that doesn't mean you've missed him either. He doesn't need your ministry. He doesn't need you. Nothing didn't get done because you feel like you've missed him. Because what's valuable to him is the time he spends with you. So when he gives us these words or desires or thoughts, it's not so that we will do them and accomplish them and minister to other people. It's so that it gives him an opportunity to talk to us. That's his desire for you. He, God, wants a relationship with you. Think of that. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to talk to you about what's going on in your life. He cares He knows anyway, but he enjoys conversation with you. I think this is one of the things that he really enjoys when we make sacrificial time to be with him. Because that draws and acknowledges his desire for relationship with us. So, Lord, right now, Lord, if there's an area in our lives where you've been speaking to us about making ourselves more available to you, if there's things that we need to cut out of our lives or reprioritize, however you need to do that in our lives, we give you permission to make yourself known in whatever way is necessary. We just give you permission and acknowledge your right to have first bid on our time and our attention. Lord, we acknowledge that whatever your plans are for us, they're good, and we will enjoy them. And we set aside time to spend with you to look at how we spend our time, how we spend our attention, and where we put our effort. So we've been talking about when God does tell us things, talks to us, reveals himself, understanding what he is saying. Like your friends, you speak your heart to your friends and your relatives, people you trust, people who can keep your secrets. Well, God wants to do that with us, too. God wants to keep your secret, and he wants you to keep his. It's something about God is always expanding. Think of it in terms of his creativity. He's endlessly creative. He's always coming up with something new. So for us to think this is what the afterlife or eternal life is going to be like, or if this is what it's like to be a mature Christian, I don't think we have any idea what that means, because I think God is eternally creating what it means to be a spirit being. But also what he has in us. When you think about his nature, how does he express his nature? His nature is love. But how is that love expressed? He gives. For God so loved, he gave. And what is that giving? It's taking from him and expanding elsewhere. So as you put yourself in that place where you can, with understanding, receive from him, he expands in you. And there is no end to that. So what he has for you is what he wants. It is who he is. God pouring himself into you beyond our wildest dreams, that's his desire. Not because we've talked him into it, or somehow believe we deserve it, or any anointing or blessing or need that we feel we have because we're in ministry, God needs us, we have this gift. No. God pours himself into you because that's his nature. He loves you, and he is giving himself to you. So we will pick it up here next time, next week at the same time. Until then, if you have any questions, you can contact me at diane@therainersclub.org. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.